Real airfares in the United Arab Emirates have declined by 35% over the past 12 years, driven by rising competition, the expansion of low-cost carriers, and growing demand for air travel, the International Air Transport Association, IATA, said in a report released Wednesday. In the past 50 years, flight costs have decreased by 70% globally, making air transport more accessible. The average real airfare in the UAE decreased by 35% between 2011 and 2023, IATA stated. The launch of new carriers such as Air Arabia Abu Dhabi and Wizz Air Abu Dhabi has intensified price competition, alongside established players like Emirates, Etihad Airways, Fly Dubai and Air Arabia, which operate hundreds of routes worldwide. With seven airports offering commercial flights and direct links to 304 international airports in 109 countries, the UAE remains one of the most connected countries globally. In the past 5 years alone, airlines have added 162 new international routes. The UAE is a critical hub for global connectivity. The benefits of its superconnector role include bringing trade, tourism, investment, and jobs to the UAE, said Willie Walsh, IATA's director general. The leadership of the UAE has a strategic vision for aviation, supported by smart regulation and investment in world-class infrastructure. Airfare affordability. Based on 2023 data, IATA estimated that UAE residents need to work just 1.9 days to afford a typical airfare, with average monthly income at 15,000 dirhams. This translates to roughly 1,000 dirhams in 2 days, enabling access to budget-friendly destinations. In contrast, residents in lower-income regions like Africa, India, Pakistan, and parts of the CIS must work over 15 days to afford an air ticket due to wage disparities and higher ticket costs. Aviation's economic footprint. The aviation sector remains a key pillar of the UAE economy. Last year, there were 3,668 flights per 1,000 residents, with Dubai International maintaining its position as the world's busiest airport for international passengers. IATA reported that 206,800 people are directly employed in aviation, contributing $26.6 billion, or 5.3%, to UAE GDP. Including tourism in the wider supply chain, the total impact rises to $92 billion and 991,500 jobs. Tourism linked to aviation generated $22 billion in GDP and supported nearly 300,000 jobs. International visitors contributed $47.7 billion annually through spending on local goods and services. Supporting nearly a million jobs and 18.2% of GDP, aviation makes an enormous contribution to the UAE's prosperity, both culturally and economically, Walsh added. And we can be confident that this contribution will strengthen.